Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Under the Helmet.
You do your thing, all right? Don't be nervous, okay?
The show that looks at long-term player value in fantasy football.
It's the moment right here. We're going to have to decide what type of team we want to be.
Building dynasties each and every week.
I don't even know your name. What's your name?
Chad Parsons.
I'm telling you, man, you're leading the league in hydration.
I got a dynasty team reaping rewards for the next decade.
Find written and premium audio content at uthdynasty.com.
Playing it safe in Dynasty means you're going to lose.
Stop talking about it, man. Let's get this going right now.
What's going to happen at the second wave of quarterback needy teams in the NFL draft? I'm Chad Parsons. Let's dive into some NFL draft talk, prepping for the big dance here in late April. Talking dynasty, talking some team offenses here across the NFL. Let's start with the Tennessee Titans, where we picked up off of last episode, and they have the number 7 pick, no third rounder here. I keep asking myself as we go through this offseason, why not quarterback? Will Levis was not a first-round pick. Keep thinking, also going back to, Will Levis was passed over by Tennessee in the first round last year. You can only like him so much for a position that gets pushed up the board. I'm a Will Levis skeptic. He has one of the worst profiles on the board when you look at the position last year. Will Levis had a 6% passing score and only a 34% rushing score. A lot of people think he's a big bruising runner, not much of a runner, takes a lot of sacks and also makes poor decisions. Didn't see anything to change my mind as a rookie. So apparently they're going to go into it, but I say, why not? Why not quarterback? They've spent 3 picks on 3 day 2 quarterbacks in recent years. None of them are projecting to be the answer. Will Levis not included as well. So why not quarterback? They're at 7. It's not too expensive, you would figure, to move up to 5, 4, 3. Like I mentioned with the Giants, the Titans are close to the fire. If one of those teams up in the top 5 don't want to trade down to 11 with the Vikings, 12 with the Broncos, 13 with the Raiders, they can move down just a little bit to 7 for the Titans. Now, what I will say about the Titans, the 2024 macro projections here, not overly kind. You figure the quarterback situation, even if it is a rookie, going to be back half of the NFL, and a tight end situation, not overly strong. Well, guess what? Wide receiver 1 ranks as 29th in the NFL for top 12 possibilities for fantasy, and then wide receiver 2, wide receiver 29. And this is a team that spent big on Calvin Ridley, so not good news there. Also spent big in terms of DeAndre Hopkins coming in recent years, a first-round pick on Traylon Burks, and yet they have not fixed much of anything because quarterback is the linchpin here. Also, Chigo Conquo, someone that is 27th, the tight end probability to finish in the top 6 for the Titans situation here historically is 6%. So 27th in the league there for Chigo Conquo to be a huge major factor. So I think here with no third round pick, they've spent big on Calvin Ridley. They brought in notably Tony Pollard, but I would say the big answer here is why not quarterback? If you got Will Levis in Dynasty, you're holding your breath because why not quarterback? And you can hold your breath going into the season as well because round 2 picks, non-mobile quarterbacks, non-high rushing upside picks from day 2 typically do not go well. Next up, we got the Falcons. Pass rusher. This is the first time that legitimately the conversation is about non-skill position. I would also ask, are they all in with Kirk Cousins? Because if you are, wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3, could be Malik Nabers, could be Romo Dunze here at 8 overall. If they're all in with Cousins, is wide receiver still in need? Kyle Pitts plays all over the formation. You've got Drake London, but I don't think Darnell Mooney is going to be the big answer here. So with the Falcons, they have a pretty good projection, middle of the road overall for the passing game projection. Tight end, number 7 in the NFL for top 6 probabilities. Wide receiver 1, number 15 in the NFL for top 12 possibilities. So expecting a quality quarterback situation, expecting a weaker wide receiver 3 situation, but also a high floor tight end outcome as we've seen with Kyle Pitts. We still want to see more ceiling, but the floor is relatively high here. So I think wide receiver is one that we've seen a little bit in terms of the mock drafts, but you got to figure with Kirk Cousins, they are all in here. They added Darnell Mooney on the discount rack of the free agency pool, but also I think they could be looking to add another one because Kyle Pitts, more of a hybrid player, viewed as a tight end. That's good news for fantasy, but plays a lot out wide and a lot with his hand out of the dirt, out of the turf. So the Falcons, that's the big thing to watch here. Bears have number 9 overall, so we are skipping ahead to the Jets. And the theme here is going to be, this is where Brock Bowers and his legitimate range begins. The Chargers possibly at 5 if they trade down. Could the Giants be going best pass catcher and weapon available? The Titans maybe, but I think the Jets are really starting and the teens is really the high leverage zone for Brock Bowers. The original rookie contract comes down quite a bit, which is a big talking point for the tight end position when they cap out much lower than the wide receiver position when you're talking about second contracts and high leverage players in potential free agency a few years down the line. Another big need for the Jets, in addition to tight end being a big possibility, is the wide receiver 2 spot. So this could be one where they have a first round pick, they have a third round pick, nothing in the second, and you figure Aaron Rodgers, we got to build around him. Our defense is in relatively good shape. Is it offensive line here at 10, and then maybe a wide receiver in round 3? I think they're going to have some good options. Jermaine Burton is someone that I've mocked to them in the third round of my skill position only mock drafts. So again, wide receiver 2 could be a possibility if Romo Odunze is there at 10. Might be tough to say no for the Jets, but you figure Bears might scoop them up at 9. But I think the theme here is build around Aaron Rodgers. You got a window. You have to lie in it. You missed last season with the early season injury. And the projection here, Jets aren't overly high. I'm going to assume non-elite Aaron Rodgers. It's been quite some time since we've seen that. He's also not a rushing option. Also, some other assumptions for 2024 are an invisible wide receiver 3 spot, relatively speaking for fantasy. So that's probably outside the top 75 or 80. And then a non-elite tight end. Maybe if Brock Bowers comes in, that changes the equation. But I think this is not good news for Garrett Wilson because this projection, this macro view projection came out and it's 26th in the NFL for a wide receiver 1 slot and it's 25th in the NFL for a wide receiver 2 spot. So that would be maybe a notable incoming rookie. And then again, the assumption is Garrett Wilson with Aaron Rodgers is going to be fantastic. What I will say is his situation quarterback-wise can't be worse than it has been. He's been good but not great in terms of yards per route run. And the assumption is he's going to be great, capital G, if Aaron Rodgers plays a full season. I would say let's have a little pause on that. And this is where the numbers play out to say maybe he does need an elite quarterback outcome to really fuel the high probability, high confidence for wide receiver 1 production. Minnesota Vikings are another fun twist for the first round. They do not have Kirk Cousins. They have a big quarterback need because if Sam Darnold is in your QB1 slot in April, you've got a quarterback need. They've tried out a lot of different iterations. Nothing's really stuck. We have the magic of Joshua Dobbs, but this is really a spot where it's quarterback. And that's the most notable spot for the skill positions. I could see a running back where you say, hey, Aaron Jones is on a one-year deal. Do they get a guy in the day 3? But they have picks 11, pick 23, and then nothing until day 3. So a lot of work to do. And obviously, paramount is what do they want to do at quarterback? Ideally, if they can just sit there at 11 and get JJ McCarthy, that would be ideal. Potentially, are they going to trade up? Having 11, having another first round pick, being willing possibly to throw in another first or second round selection to that haul to move up into the top 6, top 5, top 4, top 3. So there's a lot of range, and a lot of people think, again, Vikings are a team on the move. What I would say is Giants are much closer to the situation, as well as the Titans, and you've got to have someone willing to move down all the way to 11, because as Houston thought, hey, second round picks, we don't see that there's that much of a difference between them and 23 overall in the typical draft class, or in this class specifically. So I think for the Vikings, again, it's all about the quarterback position. Do they trade up? If McCarthy falls to them, what an ideal situation. Maybe they're on the move and trading down from 23. They also could be a team looking at Michael Penix, looking at Bo Nix, if four quarterbacks are already off the board. And this is an ideal landing spot. I would say for Dynasty, you could easily argue the Vikings are the best landing spot of all these situations for a quarterback coming in. You've got Justin Jefferson. They're going to back up the truck and pay him a record-setting amount for the wide receiver position. You've got Jordan Addison on a rookie deal for another 3 years plus the fifth-year option. You've got TJ Hockenson coming back from injury at some point this year. Maybe he's going to be on the PUP list, but he will be back. And so you put all that together with Aaron Jones, with Ty Chandler, and they've got a good situation. Sam Darnold, we'll see if he plays, but a QB2, you could do a heck of a lot worse than Sam Darnold. So this is a good situation for a quarterback to go in where maybe you don't start week one, but the weapons are there for you to succeed, as well as a quality system. So that's the theme here for the Vikings, who actually came out relatively well. They came out number 10 in the NFL, projecting their passing game for next year. And that's mainly because a strong wide receiver one in Justin Jefferson, a high floor suggestion slash assumption for the wide receiver two spot. And tight end came in a little lower than you would expect, tight end 13. In terms of odds for a top six season. Wide receiver two, number 8 in the NFL. Wide receiver one, number 9 in the NFL. And the only reason they're that low is because of the question at quarterback. Even if it's a rookie, expect some lumps and expect probably quarterback two play, not necessarily quarterback one play. The one scenario I will say I keep dreaming of in my head is Drake May going to Minnesota. He's been someone that's been rumored to fall a little bit. I mentioned in the previous episode, New England is that one that you have to have a little concern about that landing spot. So Drake May, if he were to quote unquote fall, and you know, New England say avoids him, or let's say JJ McCarthy and Jaden Daniels are picked in the top three, as well as Caleb Williams, the trade up target will be Drake May, whether it is the Giants moving up, Minnesota moving up, the Raiders, the Broncos, someone moving up, because Drake May will not be falling to 11 overall here.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Vikings. Next, we have the Broncos, and quarterback lane and run continues here. So this is going to be interesting with the Vikings, Broncos, and Raiders back to back to back. The Raiders do have a second and third round pick, and the Broncos missing a second round pick. So this is a zone, just like the Vikings, Broncos have to be careful with the capital they have. And this is a spot where we've seen the connection of, well, Drew Brees equals Bo Nix. Not quite so much. Bo Nix has more mobility. I would also say that Bo Nix, Drew Brees is a pretty specific combination with Sean Payton. I'm pretty specific, you know, diabolically so stringent with his prep, with his mental game, with the line of scrimmage, with his accuracy. So many things that made Drew Brees great. It is tough to place that on the shoulders of an incoming rookie, especially someone like Bo Nix, who's not going to be the highest of high selections in this draft class. So that's, again, I think one of the big keys here is Denver out in the woods at quarterback position. Jared Stidham, if he starts all season, they might have a top five pick next year. So Bo Nix does have an elite profile. You look at that rushing upside. He's one that is one of the best in the class when looking at pressure to sack, one of those sticky traits. And the other thing I'll say, the big time throw ratio, 1.2 at Auburn. So that's one that puts you on the day three track. And then at Oregon, 2.8, which is an elite figure, even for a 101 drafted quarterback. So it really is a tale of two different landing spots there for Bo Nix in college. Auburn, forgettable. Oregon, memorable. So that's going to be the key here for someone like Bo Nix in this range. Also, the Broncos are a team with a lot of needs. They have needs at wide receiver, Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims hopefully steps up, but that's about it. And at tight end, Adam Trautman, starter, question mark. So this is not a draft that you're going to get very many good looks at tight end. So if the Broncos miss on quarterback, this is another Brock Bowers potential spot. If the Jets don't take him, maybe the Titans, the Giants, there's a lot of potentials in this zone, but the Broncos are relatively high compared to the teams behind them on teams that could take a tight end here. And Broncos are one of the top two or three teams in overall positional needs, and they have critical needs at huge spots like wide receiver and quarterback. And you figure they could be on the outside looking in for both of those spots. So for Denver overall, this is one of the worst spots when you look at likely a lagging quarterback situation, a weak wide receiver one, where whether it's Cortland Sutton or a rookie, and then also a weak situation at tight end. They're bottom four in what came out as projecting the passing game. I think Cortland Sutton is a little overcooked dynasty-wise because he's one where we haven't seen a ceiling. He's had now some injuries. And now, you know, we're just kind of questioning, you know, Marvin Mims, is he going to be able to step up, changing quarterback or a lack of a quarterback? How are things going to get better for Cortland Sutton? He came out, the wide receiver one spot on this team, came out with just a 17% chance to be a top 12 fantasy option this coming season, which is one of the lowest marks, number 30 in the entire NFL. So very concerning here for the Denver offense. Now we got the Raiders, and Raiders are in a similar situation, but you know what? They made more plans. Denver Broncos, not so much. They go, we got Jared Stidham, we'll be fine. The Raiders made other plans. They gave a significant contract to Gardner Minshew in terms of a stopgap guy. We saw the Colts invest heavily in the backup spot, and they needed it. They pushed for the playoffs. They were viable and feisty there in 2023, despite Anthony Richardson missing a bunch of time, actually most of the season. And the Raiders made that plan. They tried out Aiden O'Connell last year from day three, but they're still in the quarterback market here at 13 overall. They have their three traditional and original draft positions in the first three rounds. Now, wide receiver, they're getting older. Davante Adams, that was one of the bigger takeaways here when I was looking at projecting ahead was, you know, you figure a weaker quarterback situation and a high floor outcome for wide receiver and wide receiver two is the assumptions for these profiles. They came out as 23 overall on offense for 2024 in the passing game. Here's the concerning part. We continually, you know, for the last couple of years, assume this massive ceiling still for Davante Adams on the wrong side of 30 without a strong quarterback situation. He came out, the wide receiver one role came out as 23rd in the NFL for upside for top 12 production in this coming year, just 28%. So while it looks better for the wide receiver two, number 17 across number twos, that's a little bit of good news or positivity for Jacoby Myers. But for Davante Adams, question the ceiling here. Michael Mayer might take a step forward. He's pretty milquetoast in terms of fantasy upside for trying to hit the top six or top 10 of the position. I think that's going to be tough for him to hit. But within tight end, we don't have high expectations or high variance in terms of a lot of stake in the game for a lot of these formats in Dynasty. So I would say Davante Adams is really one of those names of saying, is there really top 10, top 15 production in him for this coming year unless they make a splash and get quarterback right? I don't think Gardner Minshew is that answer. And I don't think if they stay at 13, they're going to like their options. Michael Penix, Bo Nix are probably the best case scenarios at that spot. But who knows, even one of those might be gone within the top 12 there. So the Raiders, it's all about the quarterback position. I could say stockpiling a wide receiver for the future. And in day three, or starting in round three, I would say look for the running back position. This is one with Zamir White. And as a day three running back, you got to hold your breath for the first three, four rounds of the draft because you're trying to get through. Zamir White right now can help move you up. I've seen some trades out there in Dynasty of moving from the early second to maybe as much as the mid-ish first. You can move from the late first to the mid first. You can tier jump with Zamir White, and it number one gets you to a better zone for a rookie, potentially one of those notable quarterbacks, maybe into the Malik Nabers zone, maybe Brock Bowers in tight end premium. Or, it also gets you out of Zamir White, the risk factor of if they draft a notable running back in the draft to quake you in your boots and say, not sure he's going to be the week one starter. Last thing I'll mention about Zamir White, that month he had healthy, a vibrant production late last year, with the most notable production point he had since he started college. So this is a guy that's been tough to trust. He's had a number of injuries and not a workhorse guy over the last 4, 5, 6 years of his football lifeline. So be skeptical of that with Zamir White. Even if he gets to week one, the next injury may be the last chance he legitimately gets as an NFL starting running back. That'll do it. This episode, thank you so much for following along in this series as we ramble towards the NFL draft, looking at some of the key offenses and key flexion points of the first round and overall in the 2024 NFL draft. I'm Chad Parsons. Until next time, never settle, refuse to be average, and keep building those dynasties.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.